I'd like to welcome you back to another session of The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. The Feeling of Jazz is the name of the show. My name is Kent Lindquist, and I'm your host, and we're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10, 89.1 FM, and the Lakeshore, so we hope you make a habit of joining us each Sunday night. Tonight, our feature artist is trumpeter Chet Baker. Chet got out of the service. He was in the Army band around 51, 52. He landed in L.A. and a known trumpet player. Eventually, he hooked up with baritone man Jerry Mulligan. He formed a pianoless quartet. It was an immediate hit. Got nationwide play and nationwide reviews and ranking. And they worked together for a few months. They had to break up, and so Chet put together his own quartet that featured Russ Freeman on piano, Carson Smith on bass, and Larry Bunker on drums. So we're going to pick up with some of the things that Chet did under his own name on the Pacific Jazz label rather than the things he did in conjunction with baritone man Jerry Mulligan, where he first got his name. These are all early Pacific Jazz cuts. And this is something that was written by Mulligan. And this is a Chet Baker quartet doing Line for Lions.
Thank you.
That was our highlight artist of the week, Chet Baker on trumpet, leading up his little quartet with Russ Freeman on piano. You could tell by the applause that was live, that was cut at the University of Michigan in concert in Ann Arbor, Michigan, 1955. I'll do something now by tenor man Hank Mobley. This is from an album on the Blue Note label simply titled The Hank Mobley Quartet, which consisted of Horace Silver on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, Art Plakey on drums, recorded in Hackensack, New Jersey. And this is a little thing put together by Hank Mobley called Hank's Prank. Quartet, Hank Mobley there on tenor sax, Horace Silver on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, Art Blakey on drums, doing a little composition by Hank called Hank's Prank. We're going to return now to our highlight artist of the week, and that's Chet Baker. This is from a Pacific Jazz album that he cut back in the early 50s called The Trumpet Artistry of Chet Baker. It's a little thing that you haven't heard a jazz artist do very often. I can't recall this tune ever being played by a jazz artist. It's called Little Man, You've Had a Busy Day. And there could be on this background, besides Russ Freeman on piano, who you heard on that first track when we opened the show, Shelly Mann on drums, Carson Smith on bass. We may hear a little bit of Bob Bookmeyer on valve trombone and Herb Geller on alto sax in the ensemble. We'll see. Let's listen to Little Man, You've Had a Busy Day. Mm-hmm. Chet Baker on trumpet, our featured artist of the week, from his Pacific Jazz album, The Trumpet Artistry of Chet Baker, cut in the early 50s when he cut all of his albums on the Pacific Jazz label after his maiden voyage with Jerry Bartolome and Jerry Mulligan on Pacific. And that was a little thing. I haven't heard any jazz artists do it before. Little man, you've had a busy day, and along with Chet Baker on trumpet, there was a chorus there by valve trombonist Bob Brookmeyer. All right, we do something now by alto man Gigi Grice, and this is from his new jazz album, The Rat Race Blues, that has Gigi on alto sax and Richard Williams on trumpet and Richard Wyans on piano. And this is the title track of the album, The Rat Race Blues, written by Gigi. So let's hear that track.
Thank you.
Fade by the engineer in the recording studio wasn't by us. That was the Rat Race Blues, written by Gigi Rice, the title track from Gigi's album of the same name. Of course, alto sax there was by Gigi Rice, extended trumpet solo by Richard Williams, and the pianist was Richard Wyons. Okay, now we're going to turn back to Chet Baker, and this is another Pacific Jazz album he cut in the early mid-50s, around 1956, on Pacific Jazz, called Chet Baker and Crew. And the crew included Phil Urso on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jimmy Bond on bass, Peter Lippman on drums. And this is a little thing that was written by Mulligan again, called Revelation.
Thank you.
Pacific Jazz album cut in the mid-50s called Chet Baker and Crew, and that little item was Revelation, written by his former bandmate, Jerry Mulligan, baritone man that he worked with for a couple of years before the group broke up, and he formed his own group. This track included a piano solo by Bobby Timmons and a tenor sax solo by Phil Urso and a walking bass solo by Jimmy Bond. Okay, now we haven't heard anything from the Modern Jazz Quartet in some time. I think we'll take care of that right now. We'll get a lovely ballad version of Cole Porter's composition, All of You, by the MJQ. Thank you. is the Modern Jazz Quartet doing Cole Porter's All of You. And that track featured the vibe man, Milt Jackson, all the way through. We didn't hear any piano work by the pianist John Lewis. But that was a gorgeous version of that particular ballad. And I'll go back now to our highlight artist of the week, Chet Baker. And this is from an album that was originally issued under the name of Playboys. And the group included Art Pepper on alto sax, along with, of course, Chet Baker on trumpet, Phil Urso on tenor sax. Indianapolis' own Carl Perkins showed up here again on piano. Curtis Counts on bass, and Lawrence Maribel on drums. The version I have has been reissued under the name of Picture of Heath because some of the compositions were written by tenor sax man Jimmy Heath. And when it was reissued, they decided not to reissue it under the name of Playboys because Playboy magazine was a little upset about a possible copyright infringement. So they reissued it under Picture of Heath, and this is a Jimmy Heath composition and became the title track on the reissue, Picture of Heath.
Thank you.
Bop line written by tenor sax man Jimmy Heath called Picture of Heath. And group included Art Pepper on alto sax, Phil Urso on tenor sax, Carl Perkins on piano, originally released under the title of Playboys. Now we're going to turn to one of the finest tenor sax men on the West Coast in the 50s and 60s. And that's Teddy Edwards, and this is from his album Sunset Eyes. And Teddy is backed up by another one of Indianapolis's finest, Leroy Higgins on bass, Leroy Vinegar on bass, Billy Higgins on drums, Ronnie Ball on piano, Ben Tucker on bass, and also. And this is a little thing written by Teddy Edwards called Tempo de Blues.
Thank you.
The fine tenor sax sounds of Teddy Edwards from his album Sunset Eyes, backed up there by Leroy Vinegar on bass and Billy Higgins on drums, Ronnie Ball on piano. And this is to remind you, you have been listening to The Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last hour, and we've got another hour coming up here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. I remind you, we're here every Sunday night for some swinging sounds. I hope you'll join us for every Sunday night for a jam session of sorts. And so now we're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour and be back with another approximate hour of mainstream jazz. We'll close it out with the Hampton Hawes Trio, comprised of Hampton Hawes on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, Shelly Mann on drums, doing Dizzy Gillespie's composition, The Tramp.